Have you ever met someone that you would rate a perfect 10? I'm not just talking about their looks, but their intelligence, athletic ability, social skills, values, everything. You know, I had a student like that. I'll call her Susan. If you ever met her, I know you'd be impressed. She was attractive. She made straight A's and excelled in sports. Her parents were happily married. Susan was popular in her youth group. She seemed to have it all. I had the opportunity to drive her to a scheduled appointment every week for almost a year and got to know her quite well in the process. During that entire year, Susan never once spoke about the Lord or her relationship with Him. In fact, she never spoke about anyone except herself. She valued what the world values. Oh, she knew all the right spiritual words to use, but her heart never quite got the message.
A lot of people are like that. They seem to have solid biblical values, but if you look closely, things don't match up. Their actions portray a completely different set of values from their words.
Kids learn their values from three primary sources: parents, peers, and the media. Values are caught, not taught.
Let me illustrate. I remember another one of Fran's students. I'll call him Bill. He had a terrible attitude toward women. It didn't make sense that someone so young could harbor such feelings until we had dinner with his family.
Bill's dad, a leading Christian businessman in our community, made a rude sexual statement about another woman right in front of his own wife that night. And later, the same evening, as his wife voiced her own opinions on several issues, Bill's dad either ignored her or he was critical.
Bill's attitude towards women wasn't the result of what his father taught him. We know that he frequently spoke to the children about biblical values. Bill's attitude came straight from his father's actions. In fact, the whole family treated the mother with disrespect.
And Bill's father never even realized he was passing on his attitudes to his son. Think about that. What are your actions saying to your kids? Are they the same as your words? We must never forget that our lives are open books to our children. They will model what they see at home. Remember, values are caught, not taught. For the Navigators, we're Fran and Jill Shaka.